Yes, my friend.
Okay, let's see if I can see you now.
Okay.
Can you see me?
No.
Can you now?
Let's see.
Ah, I see you, Ruben.
It's starting. Let's see. Only thing is that your video.
Okay, let me put on earphone.
I cannot see you. That's
you can't see me.
No.
And I click the little blue. Turn on video. You can't see me now?
Yes, now it comes.
Okay.
Okay, good, very good. Okay, let's do it.
You then want an E?
Give me the fifth string to tune. No, the fifth.
I do want to apologize for all this confusion.
Don't worry, the thing is, you know, the machines sometimes are weird. We are learning to use it.
Yeah, I think from now on I reboot before our lessons.
Don't worry, yeah, that's right. Get the sixth string on D.
Which string?
The sixth string.
Oh, put it on D. At 66. How's that sound?
That's C? The lower the sixth. Yes, that's good. Okay, very good now.
Okay, there's quite a delay between the video and the audio.
Yes, you know what, without the metronome now. Just
without.
Let's play the part.
Okay.
So let's say, play. play the chord here, A7, not with those fingers, with finger 2 on the 2nd fret, 4th string, the 3 of F.
Oh, okay. Strokes.
No, in the first 5 notes. And now is the rest stroke after that effect. We do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After that, we will do. That's the rest stroke there. Okay. Let's correct that part.
Which is the rest?
Seventh note. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. After that, we do rest stroke. and the fingering and the particles. Do you have your particle there? The particle says middle, index. So we do middle, index.
Position?
First position is from the is from the 1 to the 4th fret.
Okay.
And on that position the thumb is beside the rosette.
Alright.
On second position the thumb is over the rosette on the first position. On the second position it's beside the rosette.
Okay. Well, first of all, I've never heard that that's the how you do the positions. I always thought the positions were at the frets.
You are an engineer, you're an intelligent man, and you know that this thing has a logic because of the length of the string. If the point in which I am hitting, when I have the length, full length of the string in the first position, the string is longer, therefore the point in which I hit would be changing the tone if I go right to the bridge or to the wall.
Okay, you want them, you want it to be closer to the center between the stopped.
When we play here up, this hand cannot remain in the same spot because the string shortens.
Mm-hmm.
The string snake shortens. Therefore, our point of good tone there will be right toward the bridge. And when we go up here, even more, suppose we go to the 12th fret, we have now less than half the string.
Right.
Thanks. So how it will be the same point always with the left hand, with the right hand?
So where are you when you're at the 12th string? Where is your right hand?
The right hand should be in between the rosette and the bridge. Yes, but not too much to the bridge also, because unless you want to sound metallic,
mm-hmm.
This happens because there is three sounds on the guitar, which is normal sound, sweet sound on the wall, and metallic sound.
What was the middle one? The normal and what?
This is the normal one. This is the sweet tone.
Oh,
just
sweet.
Just even play. To play here, just the open note.
Mm-hmm.
Open string.
That's normal.
Okay. Normal would be besides the rosette. Besides. By the side. Yes, that's right. By the side of the rosette. That's the middle point. Now, if I play here over the wall, that gives me a sweet tone.
Oh, that's sweet.
Look, you feel it. You should feel it. You play it and see the difference. Playing one stop. Oh. Where's the tone? First we split one. One.
I actually can't hear the difference.
Okay, let's see why. Let's exaggerate more the sweet. Okay, play there. And now play by the side. You see?
I do hear. Yes, I do. It's very subtle, though.
It's soft, too, yes.
Now, the metallic is very obvious.
Metallic when, is more obvious, exactly.
That's obvious. So
that's why these nuances, that will make great your interpretation. It cannot be in one spot all the time, the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be unbalanced, because when the string is shorter, the hand should move. So, of course, here the movement is very small. The small interface. Here is big change in the left hand and small changes on the right happen.
Right, I understand.
That's very interesting, and it's something that nobody explained before, only Paco de Lucía, only one player, because there is no one book or one writing article about this. This is very important technique. Now, let's see. When we go to the second phrase, this.
Ought to be looking at my music as we're doing this too, but okay, so
you have it okay, but we are doing a small nuance that will enhance your interpretation.
Okay, so
yes, then
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is to get really, really perfect the beat. Perfecto, very good, very good. Okay, now let's try from the first phrase, second phrase, and then that.
From the first.
First phrase, we do six notes. You are, unless you want to sound sweet here, you should play flamenco. Generally, everything is more metallic than classic.
Okay.
But not excessively. Also, not all the time. But it's a bit more to the in classic guitar. You play here, and in flamenco you play more to the bridge. Now let's try the first phrase with the thumb over the rosette. Will be our indicator. That sounds great. Now, let's play really resting and putting all the flesh of the finger here.
Oh, we don't have any nail at all on the thumb?
Yes. But what we do, one, two, three. Let's do on the zero. Okay, that note follows after the note. That has to be resting. Look. Because you are repeating with the same finger the phrase, with the same right finger, same needle. Well, yeah, I'll try alternating. It's a bad technique that. Look, one, two, three, four. Let's try that.
Use the ring finger.
Yes, ring finger will be thumb, index, middle, ring.
Oh, then.
And then that, but that's resting and that's middle, first and index after. Yes. Try one more time, let's see.
And here's the problem. I use the middle finger for the first string, right?
Yes.
Now my middle finger is right in position to hit the note the second time.
Yes. But,
in order to do that, I need to shuffle then my index finger.
But then it means that we are playing. This is a dragging problem. It's like this. When we are walking, we walk with 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't repeat the same foot.
Sure.
And because it, now, when you are doing descendant, it seems that it's easier to drag. But this problem, when you pick the habit to do that, then it becomes an obstacle, because in a scale plane, whenever we play a scale that has 3 notes per string.
When we're playing a what? A skate?
A scale.
I don't know.
Suppose you play it on D minor here, over D minor chord. Look, and now let's do three, play three notes on each string. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2,
I'm sorry?
Three notes on each string, Bruce.
Three notes on each string.
On each string. We start by the sixth string. 1, 2, 3. Yes. Scales are
these fields here. This is one that is sending these and the alien. Okay,
now did you send something? Because I don't see it yet.
Okay, one second. Let me see. Okay. Why is not here? Let me see. Let's see. Position one. Let's see. One. I got it now, the name. This is coming one, obstacle one, and obstacle two. This is one.
Okay, now nothing sent yet, or how did you send? Because I see nothing coming through.
My God, let me try again. The Skype is getting a... Let's see. This one. Okay. Let's try to send it again.
Unless I'm supposed to click on something, but...
Let's see. Proper scale plan is here.
Oh, show message. Okay. Well...
Yes, okay, now let's see, is there or not?
Okay, I guess I do now, yes. I needed to push on a button called show message.
Yes, show message, that's right.
Okay, now I have one, two, three...
A new version of this Skype. So this is four videos there, and then essential to understand...
Four.
Practice scale plane is angle of the right hand, and then one and two. Those are the videos, the video angle of the right hand, this, that's the 86, and then we have obstacle, overcoming obstacle number one and number two.
And what is one and two?
One and two, those are Estes overcoming obstacle one, and overcoming obstacle two is this one. Let me show you this. This is this. Okay, let me send this again, these two. This is the ones that I wanted to see first, these two. This overcoming obstacle one and overcoming obstacle two, because here the obstacle practically speaking is the dragging or repeating, and the other is about the angle, and the other three are explaining detail about the scale plane. Scale plane, this is scale plane one. There's 10 things to avoid. Then other 10 things to avoid. Number two. And two things to remember, number three. So these are quite four, let me see.
Okay, they're coming through, but very slowly, and I've sort of locked up my desktop here. Oh man.
Vamos, let's see.
I need to make a mental note not to open up the links while we're talking, because it just clobbers the computer.
Oh yes.
Yeah, because right now it's still trying to load something and I can't. It's covered up my Skype, so I can't see you. And it's come on. And so I'm dead in the water for the time being. So I need to remember two things. One is to reboot before our lesson, and number two, when you send me a link, wait until we're offline. I'll open it up after you've gone and look at it. Okay, I think I'm finally... No, cancel that. I think I'm back into control. Okay, I'm back in control again. I'll look at those later. Let me just mention... You know, I still can't get to your website.
Oh my God!
You,
I can send you this by mail.
Well, no, what you just sent came through. But when I go to your regular link, and I'll try that again just to make sure. But where did it go? I click on it, and it gives me one of those 404 messages. Can't find.
That's very weird. Let me send you to your email.
Yeah, now so this is the one, the cfgstudio.com.
Oh, no, that's not that.
Okay, that no longer is valid?
No, that has a problem with the main link, has a problem the webmaster haven't fixed. I think he will fix today.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't vacation. Right. That's the school one. That's the school thing, but that's not my website. That's only the school.
Okay.
And
that's how I had gotten to you originally, so I had made a link on my page.
Let me put this process now. It's here, and...
You did send me some direct ones, and I used those for, like, when I paid.
If I send you by mail, let me see, by mail this, maybe from the mail you can open it easier. 10 things to remember, part one, part two, 2 things to remember... And then angle, right angle of the hand, obstacle one, on obstacle two. Okay, I send it to your mail.
Okay.
Now it should be okay. Try to check it from your mail, and we will be able to enter the thing. And the link about the CFG, don't worry. That I think today they will fix it.
Okay.
Because the webmaster went to the vacation and then
all right.
It didn't fix it. But on my side should be everything working regularly.
Okay,
yeah?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, just in case you didn't know about it. That's all. It's FYI.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, sorry so much about the problems. Two weeks.
I love you, man. I want you to play great, eh?
Okay.
That's why I want you to have a great playing and great technique.
Okay, and tell Veda again how much I appreciate her help.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
Bye.
Thank you, my friend.